This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thank you for joining me on this Friday night. In a little more than a week from now, there will be a concert that benefits something that one of our local treasures, you might say, was really passionate about during his life. You'll recall Jack Larson, who was on the air a number of years here at WGIL and as well as the late WAIK. And one of the things he advocated for was to make sure that students in middle school got band instruments. And that's what a concert a week from Sunday will handle. John Larson was Jack's son and is helping organize that, among other things that he does on Jack's behalf. And he's here in studio with us tonight. Thanks for coming in this evening.
Well, thank you very much for having me in. Appreciate it.
Very glad to have you. I know when the last time we talked on the phone, maybe a year or so ago, I had to tell you, but I'll just tell you again. I worked for a short period of time at WAIK. May it rest in peace, I guess. But on my first day on the job there, I wasn't doing particularly well. I had just been let go from one place and got lucky enough to work at WAIK. And on my first day on the job, I met Jack, your dad, mm-hmm. and he looked at me. He looked almost kind of excited and looked at me and said, "I am so glad you're here, and I cannot begin to tell you how much that meant to me." And that was on a day when Jack had to go to Monmouth and do his big band show playing it off of CDs instead of the records he loved to play so much. So
yeah.
It was just, I cannot begin to adequately describe how much that meant to me, and this was maybe well over a decade ago.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much.
But that's the kind of impact I think Jack had on people, right? He really did a lot of things for the community that made people feel good.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, he did that without any expectation of being recognized. He just wanted to go out and do good for others and did it pretty quietly, actually.
Yeah, very much so. But he did use the power of his voice over the air for a number of reasons over the years. Getting shoes for kids, for one, as we've talked about before, but also band instruments for
That's
kids.
Right.
I would almost suggest that if you had to pick one over the other, I would imagine that he was probably real passionate about helping kids play music.
Yeah, music is a big piece of his life, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, anything to help the kids and what they needed. But the Shoe Project actually spun out of the start, which really started with one young lady at Lombard Junior High School wanting to be in the band who the principal there, Diane Van Ottigen at the time, mm-hmm. Knew this girl really didn't have the means, the family didn't have the means, but she had an interest and thought that might be a good place for her to get plugged in so she wouldn't kind of slip through the cracks. And it really kind of started with that one young lady, and then when Dad saw that need filled, he started asking questions. Well, if there's one, there must be more than one.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what led to the whole process.
And again, while you said he did things quietly, he really used his time on the air to advocate for those things, and didn't take that role lightly.
No, he definitely acknowledged the fact that he had the power of the radio pulpit to kind of reach out to his listeners as well as others in the community and leaders in the community, really, to help leverage kind of a community effort to try to bring some funds to help some kids who otherwise would never have an opportunity to be involved.
To the point where the auditorium at Lombard is where this concert will be held a week from Sunday is named in his honor.
Yes, it is. And we were very honored as a family, very humbled that the district leadership chose to do that when they renovated the building many years ago. That auditorium is where I had my first public performance on drum set many, many, many years ago. We won't go into how many, but it was in seventh grade, and I accompanied the seventh grade Lombard Boys Chorus on Joy to the World, Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. And I was the drummer
Wow.
up there in front. So that was my public debut on drum set.
That's one way to get used to playing drums is by doing that song, right?
That's one way to do it.
There you go. I want to mention real quickly before we talk more about the concert, since Jack's passing, he continues to have an impact on the community through a fund that is managed through the Galesburg Community Foundation, correct?
That's correct. The Jack Larson Endowment Fund is managed by Galesburg Community Foundation. That was one of the things that my father was really concerned about in his last weeks and months was what's going to happen to the Shoe Project, who's going to manage it. And he met up with Josh Gibb, and together they worked out the ability to have that fund grow and be the center point of how we manage the funding for the SHU project every year and for the band instrument projects.
And grow, it certainly has, I would imagine.
We actually met, for the SHU project, we met our endowment goal of self-funding.
That's great.
I think it was a year ago or maybe 2 years ago. So that will continue to provide service at the same rate it has.
Wonderful.
In the past. However, we're always happy to take additional donations to try to serve even more kids.
Exactly.
That same fund also contributes to the maintenance of some of the band instruments that have been put into service over the many years.
And band instruments is what the focus of this concert is about a week from Sunday.
That's correct. Yeah, we started this. My dad had an idea, again, after this one young lady was successful and it really kind of worked to help engage her in school. He contacted me at the time. I was employed at State Farm Insurance in Bloomington, and we had an employees' big band. And he said, hey, I got an idea to raise some money. Here's what I'm trying to solve. Would you guys be interested in helping? And, of course, our employees groups there are very much into community service.
Absolutely.
And I said, absolutely, we'd love to do that. So we hauled the big band here from Bloomington up to do a concert at that point in time at the Orpheum. And mm-hmm. my dad, again, using the radio, as you pointed out, pretty much filled the place and got the advertising budget covered by local leaderships and businesses like Dick Blick and the Register Mail and WJL and several others. To kind of get the publicity done, and we managed to sell out 917 seats for that first concert.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and my dad had taken care of all the expenses through donors and benefactors, so every one of those tickets went right into the fund to get that fund kickstarted. We did that a second time 2 years later, and then a third time 2 years after that with a big band called the Adam Larson Not So Big Band, which my son was in high school at the time, and he was leading his own quintet and quartet, which I was a part of, but we put together musicians that either had a connection to Adam and myself or to my dad.
And what's it like being led by your son?
You know, nothing like getting called out on the bandstand by your offspring.
I'm sure.
He was pretty kind most of the time, but he had high expectations for everybody in the band, including himself, so... It was great, though. We really had a great time.
So now that's kind of morphed into the Jack Larson Big Band, which will be performing next Sunday, from Sunday, that is.
So this is a real unique situation, something I'm very excited about. So when this topic came up, I partnered with David Erickson, recent retired band director, I believe, at Churchill, Russ Robb, current band director at Lombard, and Dean Petrie, retired band director at the high school. And I had gone to college with Dave and Russ, sort of. He was a couple years behind me at WIU. And, of course, mm-hmm. Dean was in high school back when I was helping Sally Ryan out with her drum line. So I've known these guys for 30-plus years. And we were talking, and I said, how's the instrument fund? How are we doing there? I said, well, we got some challenges coming up. Some of those instruments have been in service for 16 years.
Wow.
Next year, we're going to have a shift in the way the schools line up. We're going to add an entire grade to the band program, which means we're going to have a lot more kids. You know, we really could use something to kind of help that. And so we were talking one afternoon and kind of came up with this idea. This band is made up of former and current District 205 music teachers.
Wow.
Private teachers that serve the students in District 205, myself, a Galesburg High School alum, and my son, Adam Larson, who will travel back here from Kansas City for that concert that day. So this is a very unique blend of people who actually have kind of a history and connectivity to the band, the community, and to my father.
Sort of an all-star cast of sorts.
It's going to be pretty fun, yeah.
So that's a week from Sunday, and the performance is going to be at the Lombard Auditorium, named in honor of your dad. And you're looking for both donations of both money and instruments, right?
Sure. So the concert has an admission set of $10 for adults. Students are free. Mm-hmm. Any donation would be accepted above that $10 ticket. So if people want to take the opportunity to help pitch in, we, of course, would love to have that happen. After the fact, they can still contribute by contacting the Galesburg Community Foundation if they'd like to, make a donation, not that day, but in the following week or two or whenever. That money is going to do a couple of things. One, some of those instruments were put into service 16 years ago. They were used when we got them. The fund helped recondition them. A few were new or nearly new that we bought from music dealers. The horns have been out on rental for 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. but we bought them at a discounted price. And those instruments really weren't designed to be played nonstop for 16 years. A beginner instrument is supposed to be played 3 or 4 years, and the kid normally would trade up to a better instrument.
And you probably can't recondition them too many times and have them still work really well.
Some of them you can, and some of them, okay, they just come to a usable end of their usable life. And a lot of the kids are in the high school band, as I understand, are still playing horns.
Wow.
They started on in grade school. So those horns have been around a five-year cycle 2 or 3 times now in the hands of a young person. So we have a need for cash to help recondition those that can be reconditioned or purchase additional ones as needed. And, of course, donations of quality instruments are always accepted, and you can contact Russell Robb at Lomborn Junior High School, mm-hmm, if you are interested in doing that. A lot of people have horns that their kids played in high school and grade school that have been sitting in a closet for years. I'm sure that we can get a tax letter donation for the market value of those, so probably better off than trying to sell them on Facebook Marketplace or whatever.
Anything's better than trying to sell it on Facebook Marketplace, yeah, but that's another discussion for another day.
And those instruments, you know, when they come in and get reconditioned, mm-hmm, you know, can make the difference in a child's life, really.
Absolutely.
Band is a safe space for kids. It's a place where they can have community and get to know others with similar interests, and I don't think it could be overstated the value of music education in our schools. And
absolutely. All right. It's the Sounds of the Past for Musicians in the Future. It's called the Jack Larson Big Band Performance, Sunday, March 8th at the Jack Larson Auditorium, Lombard Middle School. Again, $10 admission for adults. Students are free. Instruments and other monetary donations are also accepted as well. John Larson, Jack's son, thank you so much for coming in. You're in town today because you're going to try to see if you can make this work, right?
Right. We actually have a rehearsal later this afternoon with a group to make sure that we've had one already back in January. So we got another rehearsal today and another brief rehearsal on the day of the concert. And looking forward to presenting a nice program of music of the 30s and 40s for all the folks.
Adam's not going to call you out again once he comes into play, is he?
I don't anticipate that. I hope not.
Yeah, well, you know, there's only so much you can do that to Dad before, yeah, Dad starts to get unhappy.
Well, you know, he's the big dog here. So,
that's right. But it's still great that you're doing this, and thanks so much for coming in and telling us about it, John, and best wishes a week from Sunday.
Thanks, we'll appreciate it.
And you can get more information as well on our community events page at WGIL.com. We'll come back with more, including sports and business news, and later on we'll tell you about the Knoxville FFA's annual fundraising banquet and award ceremony coming up. Registration is coming up quick for that. We'll tell you about it at 5:40. But we'll have much more before that as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.